We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for this special presentation of Inter Miami Soccer on ESPN 106.3. The pink smoke is in the air. That means legendary goals.
Oh, it's a cannon shot. Go ahead and give him the goal of the week.
Heroic saves.
Outstanding point blank save. You are denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Goal de Messi.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Our Inter Miami Herons struggling a bit within the MLS, but good news is no losses within the MLS. Last two fixtures for our Inter Miami Herons, two draws, and our most recent one coming against Chicago FC. Welcome on in, folks, to Pink Smoke, where we go through everything Inter Miami related. Got a big fixture coming up in Cleveland, believe it or not, against the Columbus Crew. My neck of the woods, the Crew and the Herons going to be doing battle at Cleveland Brown Stadium. So that one's certainly going to be a thriller for a lot of people within the Northeast Ohio area. Now, I do kind of feel bad for the Columbus Crew fan that has to drive up, 2 hours to Cleveland Brown Stadium. But regardless, going to be a nice little fixture for the Herons. The weather, believe it or not, it's supposed to be pretty good. Now, we saw Inter Miami play in a 1-degree weather game all the way back in the first game of the season in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. So I'm not necessarily worried about Inter Miami and their ability to play in cold weather. They played in Chicago as well. We're finally starting to get to the point in spring where weather is certainly not going to be much of an issue to come. I mentioned that we are also powered by PNC Bank as well. And folks at PNC Bank, they couldn't be more excited to serve the South Florida community. But you may be wondering, isn't PNC that boring bank? Well, it depends. Is starting a business boring, or being the first person in your family to go to college boring? For nearly 160 years, they've done the hard and, yes, occasionally boring work of banking to deliver brilliant results for their equally brilliant clients. That's why they have dedicated teams throughout the local area all ready to do the boring work to help you unlock your own brilliance. Let's see what boring banking can do for you. They also, folks, pride themselves on being boring, but the truth is they couldn't be more excited to serve this very South Florida community. And for nearly 160 years, they've quietly toiled away to deliver brilliant results for their clients. And now they have dedicated financial teams that are ready to do the boring work to help you unlock your own brilliance. Let's see what boring banking can do for you. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC. And I always say, my PNC story. First off, I've been a PNC card owner for, let's see, I'm 30. For the better half of 15, 16 years, I've been a PNC Bank user. And back when I was at Ohio University, my senior year, didn't have a dollar to my name. My grandmother, who worked at PNC Bank, for formerly National City in Cleveland, then PNC bought them. But she later on worked for PNC Bank. She used to send me $30 into my PNC Bank account so the boys and I could have some fun on the weekends. Folks, PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Well, it is time now to go through that most recent fixture for Inter Miami. I mentioned two straight draws within the MLS. You got the game versus the Columbus Crew coming up this Sunday. But Inter Miami did do battle in Chicago, and there were plenty of chances for Inter Miami to get things going. There were plenty of chances for Inter Miami to score. Let's listen to one of them from Lionel Messi.
Messi approaches. Messi curls it to the far post. It went off the crossbar. He nearly scored.
So Lionel Messi, early and often, getting some chances.
Delivery free kick from about 40 yards out to the edge of the area, headed down easily by Chicago, but a giveaway. Kromoski is steal. Now Messi, a one touch off his left foot just outside the area, decided to give it a go at Brady, who had to leap and poke the shot over the crossbar. You think Messi is feeling confident or what? Kromoski the steal, short feed to Messi, touched it onto his left foot and let her rip. And there's your first shot on goal in the third minute.
This one ended 0-0. We're going through the first half highlights right here on Pink Smoke. Lionel Messi, plenty of opportunities in this game, and those are the first two opportunities that happened in the game. Lionel Messi all over this so far. Chicago FC, though, had a couple of chances themselves in that first half.
Now Glasgow, right of the box. A whipping cross. The face of goal, near side to far side, and nobody was on the end of it. Bamba was coming on a run late up the left flank, and the ball rolls harmlessly out of play across the far left touchline. But that was maybe the best cross of this opening 16 minutes.
And now let's listen to a save from Oscar Ustari.
Bad pass and a stale. Gutierrez picked off a bad ball from Aviles. Gutierrez 1v1, tried to hold it up on his heel. Instead, play continues. It fell to the right foot of Pineda, who let it fly from 30 yards. Ustari, a diving save to his left-hand side to keep it 0-0.
The last two fixtures, Oscar Ustari, I think, has been the man of the match, no doubt. Now, against LAFC, you can make the argument for, and by the way, the LAFC matchup in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, the round of eight, which Inter Miami was able to win on the aggregate score of 3-2 that put them in the semifinals. But, you know, Messi scored in the game. You had a lot of players who showed up and showed out. But Oscar Ustari, I thought, was the most important player out of anybody in not only the LA fixture, the LAFC fixture, but certainly in this one as well. And he did win man of the match for our Inter Miami Herons. And Oscar, you know, an older goalkeeper, a veteran goalkeeper, certainly has been on his head more times than not this season for the Herons. Let's take a listen now to second half highlights. The second half, certainly a lot more action-packed.
Rolls it to Segovia. Segovia right foot. A diving save. Brady rolls out of play across the end line. Inter Miami corner. That was better from Inter Miami.
So Telasco Segovia in this game came off of the left side. So usually within a Javier Mascherano lineup, Segovia has been playing an attacking mid, meaning he's been involved a lot in the attack. He's been making passes that lead to goals. He's been taking shots on goal. He had a brace as an attacking midfielder against Houston, the Dynamo, all the way back a couple of months ago in MLS fixture two. But Segovia with a chance there to get the scoring, or sorry, to open the scoring and to give Inter Miami the lead. He is unable to do it. So let's hear Lionel Messi on another near goal on a free kick.
Brady actually got a hand on it. He pushed it with his fingertips off the bar. It's going to be a corner for Inter Miami. Messi forces a Brady save, and it was a fine one.
And Lionel Messi, that was now, let's count, since the first half highlight two, that was his third shot on goal by himself. And brilliant goalkeeping by Chicago FC's keeper is the only reason that one was able to stay out of the back of the net. Luis Suarez, folks, I think has been struggling a bit. I think, and listen, this isn't a knock on Luis, so please don't think I'm knocking one of the best number nine strikers, you know, within the past 20 years. But I think it's because of the amount of games Luis has played. He's been starting every single game, week in and week out. But Suarez with a big miss here.
Busquets, 30 yards out, into the box, Messi, on to Suarez, back to Messi, left foot Messi, had a low shot blocked, and then it's cleared away by Gutman. Suarez might have been better served to take the shot himself, and now look out, Allen battling with Chicago out on the counter, did well to win that back, and at least hold up play. Chicago wins it back in their right defensive half. That was well done by Allen.
So that was Suarez kind of not knowing, should he shoot, should he not? He ended up laying it up to Messi, not being the right move there, and then here's where he skied.
Ustari swipes the ball forward from in front of his goal. Allen into the middle. Suarez skied! A one-on-one attempt against the keeper, Brady. He was 8 yards away from the mouth of goal, and he just launched it over the crossbar.
It turns out as well that he was offsides on the play, so not only he missed the chance, but it wouldn't have counted anyway because he was offsides. And that's, you know, like I said, I'm not trying to knock Luis, but the last couple of weeks, wrong place, wrong time, unable to finish scoring chances. So I'm hoping that Luis Suarez can get back to his goal scoring fit here coming up soon for the Inter Miami Herons. Continuing on the highlights here, here is a crazy sequence to end the game. Tadio Allende checked in to this game as well. Tadi Allende usually starts on that left side wing. He's been dealing with an injury as of late. He ended up coming off of the bench. But here is a highlight that our good buddy Ken LaVica, our play-by-play man and good friend Ken LaVica, a pretty crazy sequence towards the end of the game.
A return pass from Haile Selassie. Bamba left foot in the penalty arc. Guess what? Ustari, another save. Diving to his right. Oscar Ustari single-handedly grabbing a result for Inter Miami on this Sunday. And now a long ball forward. Allende for Inter Miami. Allende put a right-footed shot wide of the far post. He was behind the defense, and he sent it wide. Back and forth action. Allende's going to be sick.
And he was. And he was. Our good buddy Ken LaVica did such a great job on the calls. He was sick about it, folks. And it was really the last chance of the game for Inter Miami to kind of get something going. But that clip right there, you know, Bamba had a chance for Chicago FC. Allende had a chance for Inter Miami. And it was just one of those crazy sequences where you look back and go, gosh, that's why soccer football is certainly great, because there's so much late action a lot of times in these games, and there's so much craziness that happens in these games that, you know, you just don't really – you don't know what you're going to get towards the end of the games. And a lot of the time, it is absolute mayhem. And it's always – the best kind of mayhem is the mayhem that goes right for our beloved teams. And obviously, Inter Miami falls under that category. So those were the highlights of Chicago FC. It was 0-0, folks. No goals in the game. A lot of scoring chances for both sides, for Chicago and for Inter Miami. And I mentioned that the Herons are going to be doing battle coming up in Cleveland for the MLS Match Week 9. So Match Week 9 is going to be in Cleveland against the Columbus Crew. The owners of the Columbus Crew are the same ownership group that owns the Browns, the Haslams, the Haslam family from Tennessee. So I think that's one of the bigger reasons this game is in Cleveland. But coming up later on in the show, around 6:30 actually, in about 18 minutes, we're going to be talking to Jake Zivin. Jake Zivin is an MLS play-by-play broadcaster for Apple TV. He is going to be on the call for Inter Miami and Columbus coming up on Sunday. So we're going to have a lot of fun talking to him coming up here in a few minutes. But certainly, Inter Miami, one of those teams, man, where you could find lightning in a bottle quick. And I'm looking forward to asking him his thoughts on what he's seen from Inter Miami so far this year, his thoughts on the CONCACAF Champions Cup. And let's not forget, Inter Miami has the CONCACAF Champions Cup coming up here soon as well. They are going to be facing off against Vancouver, another team I want to get Jake's opinion on, because Vancouver has been the surprise team within the MLS. Jake has called games for the Vancouver Whitecaps so far this year. They have the best goal differential so far in the MLS, and they have the most points on the Shield standings as well. So that's something to look out for as we prepare to talk to Jake Zivin from Apple TV and the MLS, as he is going to be on the call for this fixture. Now, I am interested in what kind of lineup Inter Miami is going to march out. I already have my soccer friends in Cleveland asking me, Riz, is Messi playing? Is Messi playing? Folks, we don't know this stuff. It's hysterical. No one knows if Messi's playing until 30 minutes. Unless you're in the locker room for Inter Miami, you don't know if Lionel Messi is going to be playing. My best guess, though, yes, he does start this game. I think Inter Miami kind of needs this game. I think they need 3 points here. Columbus... it's high up there on the table, and that leads me into our segment going around the MLS presented by our good friends at Audi.
Now it's time to go around the MLS presented by your local South Florida Audi dealerships. Test drive the new Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiOffers.com to learn more.
Folks, that Q6 e-tron is an absolute beauty. The road is calling, folks. Embrace the thrill of the drive with the all-new, fully electric 2025 Audi Q6 e-tron, featuring effortless power, serious acceleration, and advanced Audi technology. It's not just an electric vehicle, folks. It's a new way to experience driving. The Q6 e-tron is a premium mid-sized all-electric SUV that boosts an EPA estimated range of up to 321 miles, allowing you to get where you want to go in state-of-the-art fashion. The next chapter is now with our good friends at Audi. Test drive that Q6 e-tron today at your local South Florida Audi dealers or go to AudiOffers.com to learn more. Well, I mentioned the Columbus Crew. I mentioned Inter-Miami. And we're going around the MLS and look nowhere further than the state of Ohio and the Columbus Crew. They are number one on the table. Our Inter-Miami Herons sitting in third place. The Herons are sitting in third place. Now, they've only played 7 games. We call that a game in hand. They've only played 7 games. They have 15 points. While FC Cincinnati, Charlotte FC, and the Columbus Crew, the 3 teams ahead of them, have all played 8 games. The Crew with 18 points, Charlotte with 16, and FC Cincinnati with 16. The Columbus Crew have won 3 fixtures in a row. FC Cincinnati has won 3 fixtures in a row. And Charlotte FC is 4-1 in their last 5 games. Since Charlotte lost in Fort Lauderdale at Chase Stadium against our Herons, they are 4-1 within the MLS. And Wilfred Zaha really starting to cook for that side over there in Charlotte. The Western Conference, I mentioned the Vancouver Whitecaps. Vancouver on the year, 19 points on the table. That is good for first place within the Western Conference, and they truly are the surprise team. I mentioned we're going to be talking to Jake Zivin from Apple TV and the MLS, and I can't wait to get his thoughts on Vancouver and pick his brains about that squad because, I mean, on my bingo board, on my MLS bingo board before the season started, if you were to tell me that Vancouver would be in first place in the Western Conference with 19 points and Minnesota United in second with 15, I probably would have called you crazy. Probably would have had LAFC towards the top. Probably would have had the LA Galaxy, who, listen, if we're going to talk about surprises, this is this is episode number 10 of Pink Smoke. I think for the last 7 straight episodes, I've been telling you what a disgrace the Galaxy, the LA Galaxy, have been so far to begin the year. The Galaxy won the MLS last year. They won the MLS Cup playoffs. So far in the year, they have 3 points. 3 points. We're in match week 9 within the MLS, and they have 3 points. They've played 8 games, and you know the only team that hasn't played 8 games within the MLS is Inter-Miami. So 8 games is the standard, obviously, going into week 9 as we're going to be playing week 9. But to have 3 points in 8 games played, and to have the quality of player that you have on LAFC comparatively, to the LA Galaxy comparatively to the other like quality player within the MLS, it's a big disgrace. And I'm assuming the gaffer, the coach, is definitely under some fire, and some changes might be made sooner rather than later over there in LA. But that is going around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. Once again, folks, test drive that brand new Q6 e-tron today. You will thank me later. Pull into that lot at Chase Stadium in style with the new Q6 e-tron. Go to AudiOffers.com to learn more. That is AudiOffers.com to learn more. Interesting fixture for Inter-Miami coming up. As I said, they are 3 points behind Columbus, and that is the team that they are going to be facing coming up at 4:30 on the 19th. Cleveland Brown Stadium in Cleveland. And I apologize, it is Saturday, not Sunday. Losing track what day it is, folks. Saturday, Inter-Miami and the Columbus Crew kick off at 4:30 Eastern time. And that leads us into our next segment. We're going to look at the injury report for our Inter-Miami Herons presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
Now it's time for the Inter-Miami Injury Report presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it. One right back by Inter-Miami.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
Folks, if you know anybody that has been injured, Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, those are our guys. 35 years, longer than I've been alive. Visit foryourrights.com. That is foryourrights.com with your good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. So heading into this game, seems like this is the healthiest Inter Miami has been. Listen, hang on. You hear that? It's me knocking on some wood. This is the healthiest Inter Miami has been in a very, very long time. David Ruiz is the only player on the Inter Miami injury report. This makes me fully think Lionel Messi is going to be available for this game. Now, what makes things tough with Messi is we've learned, you know, this is, you know, the Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath Inter Miami injury report. We have learned with Messi that he has been kind of dealing with a deep, we're calling it what, a deep muscle injury. And it's stemmed back since the World Cup. Believe it or not, 3.5 years ago now in Qatar, a deep muscle injury that has been nagging at Lionel Messi for a long time. That's what was cited a few weeks back. And I think it's something that he's probably going to be dealing with all year long. But I go back, man, guys, Inter Miami needs the game. They need, I think at this point of the year, you know, need, I guess, is a strong word. But if you don't get a result here, if you don't get a point, if you lose, God forbid you lose and you don't get any points at all, you're going to be probably flirting with the fifth or sixth range, depending on what Philadelphia does and Nashville. Philadelphia is the fifth team on the table. Nashville is the sixth. They are currently right behind Inter Miami with 13 points. So stay with me here. If Inter Miami doesn't get any points and Philadelphia and Nashville get all three versus their respected teams that they're playing, by the way, Philadelphia playing Atlanta United and Nashville playing the Sounders, if they get all three, that'll put them ahead of Inter Miami. Now, if Inter-Miami ties and they get all three, Inter-Miami's still going to have 16 points, but they're going to have 16. So, listen, I just talked myself into Inter-Miami playing Lionel Messi in this game because it's early. It may be early. Folks, we're going to be playing soccer in the MLS until October. College football and the NFL are going to be in full swing by the time this regular season comes to an end. Let's put that in perspective. So, it's a very long season. But at the same time, like, you don't want to lose any ground. And Inter Miami has lost ground for the last 2 weeks, and they've started strong lineups. Lionel Messi has played basically bell to bell, whistle to whistle, as we say in football, for two matchups in a row. So I totally think that Javier Mascherano is going to be playing Lionel Messi to get a result coming up in Cleveland, Ohio, against the Columbus Crew. But folks, our good friends at Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath, they've been representing injured people and their clients for 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com. The only player for Inter Miami on the injury report is David Ruiz. And a lot of the times, Ruiz isn't even a substitute. He's definitely not going to be a starter for this game against a top-tier club in the MLS like the Columbus Crew. I think this is the healthiest the Herons have been in a very, very long time. I mentioned that we are going to be talking to Jake Zivin here in about 7 minutes. Jake is with Apple TV and the MLS. He has called a plethora of games throughout his career. You know, there's not a lot of people out there that know more MLS than our good buddy Jake, who we're going to be talking to. We're going to get his thoughts on Inter Miami. We're going to get his thoughts on a bunch of teams within the MLS. I want to talk to him about CONCACAF Champions Cup and everything Inter Miami. And he is going to be on the call. He is going to be on the call coming up for the game on Saturday, 4:30, April 19th in Cleveland against the Columbus Crew at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Folks, let's take a timeout. When we return, we will be hearing from Jake Zivin right here on Pink Smoke.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Messi approaches. Messi curls into the far post. It went off the crossbar. He nearly scored.
Welcome on back, folks, to Pink Smoke. It is now time to go to the hotline and bring in new friend of show, Jake Zivin. Jake is the lead play-by-play man for the MLS season pass on Apple TV, and he is going to be on the broadcast coming up between Inter Miami and the Columbus Crew live in my old stomping grounds, Cleveland, Ohio, at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Jake was previously with the Timbers, ESPN, and Fox as well. Jake, welcome to the show. How you doing tonight, partner? Appreciate the time.
Hey, Mike, doing great. Really excited for this weekend, man. This is as big of a game as it gets in the regular season in MLS.
Now, Jake, walk me through your kind of thought process with what you've seen from Inter Miami so far this year. And how many games have you called Inter Miami games coming into this game before?
Yes, we have called quite a few as the Inter Miami supporters know quite well. It feels like Taylor Twellman and I should have got an apartment on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Not a bad place to be. Yeah, by the way, Jake.
Man, I love it.
Yeah.
I can talk of all my favorite places on Fort Lauderdale Beach. We've spent a lot of time there over the past 2 years. It's been great. And this year, it's more of the same from Inter Miami, right? It's just incredibly impressive how good they are, how consistent they are week after week. It feels inevitable at times, right, that they're going to get their goal, that they're going to get their result, no matter what the state of each individual game is. It's remarkable to me how much of Luis Suarez is playing, and not just how well he's playing, but how he started every game, the level of Busquets and Jordi Alba, and then, of course, Lionel Messi. He's still the best player in the world, in my opinion, and he shows that every week.
Jake Zivin, the lead play-by-play man for the MLS season pass on Apple TV, is our guest here on Pig Smoke. And Jake, I apologize, partner. I've been on the radio side and been in charge of game day stuff myself over here. I kind of feel stupid asking you if you ever called an Inter-Miami game this year. I apologize on that.
I'm sure there's Inter Miami supporters out there who are sick of hearing our voice. If that's the case, I'm sorry. We're going to be in Cleveland again.
Man. Perfect.
We're lucky to be around this team so much.
Perfect. And now, you know, with this matchup coming up, Inter Miami has drawn two straight games within the MLS. And, you know, I've been taking some calls, whatever. Supporters are a little upset. They're upset with Luis Suarez not being clinical enough in front of goal. I think the big picture, and we'll get, if you don't mind, Jake, we'll get to CONCACAF Champions Cup in a second. I do want to get your thoughts on that. But what would you say to a kind of a frustrated Inter Miami supporter right now being in third place on that table?
I would say you are so spoiled. Come on. How are you going to be frustrated with this team you get to watch every week? Crazy. Do you remember 2 years ago what it was like in this time in April of 2023? Come on. Look, I get it. And of course, when you put a team together like this, the expectations need to be sky high to win every single game. They still haven't lost in MLS play. They're fine. Yeah, a couple draws in MLS play, but you mentioned the CONCACAF Champions Cup, that win against LAFC. What a game they played to come back. And just incredible. So don't worry about the draws. Enjoy what you get to watch.
How soon they forget, Jake, right? How soon they forget, you know, being down now. What, 3-0 technically on the aggregate with that ridiculous CONCACAF rule with the away goal and then all of that. Jake, let's talk a little bit about the matchup in Columbus. Now, what would you tell an Inter Miami fan they could expect from the Columbus Crew here, first on the table in the Eastern Conference?
They are also just an incredible team. To me, these are the two best teams in Major League Soccer. Mm. I'm not saying that they're going to end the season 1-2. I'm not saying that it's going to be the Eastern Conference final. But I think, and it's been this way since Lionel Messi arrived, they're the two best teams in MLS. They did finish 1-2 last year in the Supporters Shield standings, though both were upset in round one of the playoffs. They met last year, well, several times, but specifically on October 2nd, Inter Miami went to Columbus and won the Supporter Shield in Columbus in what was, to me, the best regular season game that MLS has seen in a decade. There was the most on the line, and it was played at that level and that intensity. There was drama throughout, a red card, a late penalty save from Drake Callender to seal the Shield for Inter Miami. If Columbus had won that game, it would have put a lot of pressure on Inter Miami with, I think it was two games to go.
Right.
Where Columbus would have been right on their heels for the supporter shield. Instead, Miami ended it there and then went on to set the points record. Columbus are a very similar team this year. They did sell their best player, Cucho Hernandez, to Real Betis in Spain. For me, he was the second best player in the league last year behind Lionel Messi. But they haven't lost a step. It's remarkable. Without Cucho, they're still off to a better start than last year. They just traded for Philadelphia Union star Daniel Gazdags, who scored against Inter Miami a few weeks ago when yep. Miami beat Philadelphia. He's now on Columbus, played the second half last week, might start this week. So, man, they're so good. Again, to me, these are the two best teams in the league, and I can't wait for the game.
Jake Zivin, the lead play-by-play man for the MLS Season Pass on Apple TV, is our guest here on Pink Smoke. Now, you mentioned you think Inter Miami and Columbus are the class of Major League Soccer. Jake, with the amount of MLS you have consumed over the last couple of years, are there any other are there any other teams that have the quality of Miami and the quality of the crew that could come knocking? Because, partner, I'll tell you what, I was on the call for that Atlanta United game. Lati Loth and Almiron coming on back from Newcastle. That team spent a lot of money in the offseason. I think they have a lot of quality. I know it's not really being shown on the table right now, but I think they're going to be a threat later on in the year as well as they gel together.
I agree with you on Atlanta, but like you said, they haven't put it together yet.
Right.
And now we're 8 weeks into the season, so they still have to prove it. And look, Atlanta's been this way for years. They always have spent money since they came into the league, and they were phenomenal in their first two seasons under former Inter Miami manager Tata Martino, with Miguel Almiron the first time, with Joseph Martinez, former Inter Miami player, just dominating the league. But since then, since Miguel went to Newcastle, Joseph got injured, they kept spending money, and it just never got put together. So they're fully in the state of they've got to prove it. They have to prove that they're at that level of Columbus of Inter Miami, because they're there on paper with the roster, but they haven't proved it yet. FC Cincinnati are in that, to my mind, in that conversation. They'll be there at the end in the Supporters Shield conversation. They traded or cash for player trade for Evander, former Portland Timbers star, to replace Luciano Acosta, former MVP, who's now in Dallas. Kevin Denke, they signed a big money forward. So for me, the class of the East are Cincinnati, Miami, and Columbus. I think at the end it'll be them. But look, Philadelphia was off to a pretty hot start. They've kind of dipped a little bit.
So they came to Miami, right, Jake?
Competition there. They did, and they lost. But that was a good game, right?
Right.
I mean, it was
right.
A good game. And towards the end, you know, Philly had their chances, and they made it close. But yeah, to me, and Charlotte, we'll see. I think Charlotte is a really good team. I think that those are probably the top four, the teams that are the top four right now. And can Atlanta say something about it? Can Orlando say something about it? We'll see.
Now, Jake, let's flip it over to the Western Conference. I didn't have on my bingo card the Vancouver Whitecaps having 19 points. And not only that, partner, we'll get to CONCACAF, but they're the team that Inter Miami is going to be facing off in the semifinals. Are you buying Vancouver? Are you going to buy low maybe on the LA Galaxy, who have 3 points in 8 games? I mean, there are a ton of storylines within the Western Conference right now as well.
Yeah, the Western Conference table is like completely flipped almost, the opposite of what you would expect. I mean, you have to buy Vancouver right now. It would be easy if a few weeks in to say we're not sure, but they have proved it. They've proved it in MLS. They lead the Supporters Shield standings. They've proved it in the CONCACAF Champions Cup by going down to Mexico twice and coming out of there in second legs, advancing on away goals, but doing what they needed to do to get it done, to set up this matchup with Inter Miami. That it is going to be a difficult, difficult series for Inter Miami in the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinals. Vancouver have been doing this without their best player, Ryan Gault. Can he come back for that Miami series? That would give them even more of a boost. But they've shown that they don't need him right now. It's remarkable. It's the surprise of the league, no doubt about it, to begin this season. And, yeah, I buy him. Would I buy low on the Galaxy? Man, yes, because it's as low as they can be. But they've got to stay close to that. They've got to stay within catching distance of that playoff line. Ricky Pooch, he's another elite player in this league. came through Barcelona, where he was kind of this young starlet when Messi and Busquets and Jordi and Suarez were the real stars. Didn't really work out for him at Barcelona. It has worked out for him for the Galaxy, but he tore his ACL in the Western Conference Final last year. They ended up winning MLS Cup without him, but they struggled without him to begin this year. If assuming they get him back, right, he was an ACL, so you're assuming he can come back late summer. They've got to be close enough to that playoff line where they can make a run. If they are, and if Ricky comes back at full strength, yeah, sure, buy him, because once you get to the playoffs, anything can happen, and they'll be as good as any team in the league. But it's really low where they're at right now, right at the bottom of the table. So they've got to figure out a way to get some results so they can at least stay in contention for when they're at full strength at the end of the year.
Jake Zivin, lead play-by-play man for the MLS Season Pass on Apple TV, is our guest. Folks, he was previously with the Portland Timbers for years, ESPN, Fox Sports. He's been absolutely everywhere, doing a great job calling soccer. You can follow him on X, on Twitter, at Jake Zivin. That is at Jake Zivin, Z-I-V-I-N. Now, Jake, before I let you go, I mentioned I wanted to talk a little CONCACAF. Is this Inter Miami's to lose at this point? I did not expect you to say Vancouver was going to be a tough out for the club. So I'm interested to kind of get your thoughts on not only the MLS teams left, but also those Mexican teams that are left on the other side too.
Look, it will be a tough out. Miami will be the favorite in that series, no doubt about it. But Vancouver have gone to Monterrey, where they were the underdog, and they've come out of there. They went to Pumas, the underdog, especially heading there in Mexico City in the second leg. They were the underdog. They've been the underdog to even be where they are right now. It surprised everybody to be in first place in all of Major League Soccer. So don't count them out, and they will be difficult. That said, Inter Miami should be the favorite in that series. To me, Tigres would be the favorite of the four teams left. They are a huge club in Mexico. They are wildly successful in Liga MX. They've not been as successful in the CONCACAF Champions Cup over the past decade or so. It's been their crosstown rivals, Monterrey, that have had more success in the CONCACAF Champions Cup and less in Liga MX. But Tigres spend a lot of money. They have a roster with a lot of stars. They're very deep. They played them in Houston, Inter Miami last year in Leagues Cup. I think Tigres won that game. We called that game in the group stage. Messi wasn't there. It was a great game, though, with two really good teams. And I think Inter Miami and the supporters, they saw the quality that Tigres brings. Tigres probably the favorite of the four left, but Inter Miami will be right there with them, right? I mean, anytime you have the roster that they do, they'll be favored. But I think, in a way, there's probably more pressure on Inter Miami, right? I mean, they got dumped out early last year in that competition. So the two trophies that they haven't won yet are the CONCACAF Champions Cup and MLS Cup.
Right.
And I think the pressure's on them to win this CONCACAF Champions Cup this year, given that they're in the semis, and who knows how much longer, you know, this group's going to be together, to be honest, to make a run in this tournament.
Totally agree. And I think Lionel Messi wants the CONCACAF Champions Cup for kind of his legacy. So I think there's something there as well. Jake, thanks so much for the time, partner. Now, you're heading to Cleveland. You're heading to my neck of the woods. I grew up from there. Visit Town Hall, partner. If you got some Town time, Hall. If you want some food, go to town. If you want a good night scene, go to Town Hall. I bartended there for 5 years. Great people, great atmosphere, all right?
Hey, the game's at 4:30, so we'll have plenty of time after the game.
Yes, go to Town Hall. His name is Aaron Bischheimer. I call him Habibi. Okay. He will take care of you, okay?
Got it. All right, partner. Tell me you say hi.
Yes, Jake, appreciate all the time, partner, and I look forward to hearing you on the broadcast coming up this Saturday. Thank you so much.
Cheers, anytime.
Yep, that was Jake Zivin, our good friend from Apple TV, the lead MLS play-by-play man. Looking forward to hearing from him on the call coming up on Saturday. Let's take our last time out of the show. We'll wrap it up right here on Pink Smoke.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
We just heard from our new friend of show now, Jake Zivin. He is the lead play-by-play man for MLS and the Apple TV, the MLS Season Pass, formerly with the Portland Timbers, and has been around soccer for a very, very long time. And he will be on the call coming up for Inter Miami and the Columbus Crew coming up in Cleveland, Ohio, Saturday, April 19th, 4:30 kickoff. And before we get out of here, I did want to break that game down a little bit because we are spoiled, right? Us Inter Miami fans and supporters, we are very spoiled in the sense of, you know, Inter Miami's drawn two fixtures and where we're starting to ask ourselves the questions, what the hell is going on? Are they going to be able to fix this thing? And then there's nothing to fix right now. After talking to Jake, I've had the realization it's all about with this team and these players right now. I'm not saying that Inter Miami's not getting up for MLS matchups against Toronto and the likes of Chicago. But the main focus right now is that tournament that's going to be getting back into action on April 24th, CONCACAF Champions Cup in the semifinals now. But, you know, Jake mentioned Inter Miami got knocked out early last year. They got knocked out by Monterrey in the round of eight, the round that we just played. They got knocked out last year by that Mexican team, Monterrey, very good side, very historic club. And I think Lionel Messi wants this CONCACAF Champions Cup for his legacy. You know, with Messi, man, you got to look at the big picture, right? You got to look at the big picture. And, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi, two of the greatest of all time. I think Messi wants to have on the resume, hey, man, I won Champions League on one side of the hemisphere, and I won the equivalent of the Champions League, the CONCACAF Champions Gold Cup, on the other side of the hemisphere. So very cool stuff going on with Inter Miami. And let's enjoy the ride, right? Let's enjoy the ride of Inter Miami soccer. Enjoy the ride of the best player, arguably, in the history of the sport being here, playing at a great level, playing at an elite level. I mean, the goal that Lionel scored, the goal that Messi scored against LAFC last Wednesday, I think maybe now two Wednesdays ago now, forget what day it is, folks. But the goal that Messi scored that went upper 90, the pass from Suarez, the low amount of, or the short amount of space that Messi needed to get that ball upper 90 to the right side with that left foot, a thing of beauty, a thing of beauty. And a very underrated part of Lionel Messi's game is getting shots off with that seem practically impossible. But they're the healthiest they're going to be for this matchup coming up on Sunday. And I think Mascherano is going to put a strong foot forward with the starting 11. I think you're going to see a healthy dose of Jordi Alba. I think you're going to see a healthy dose of Sergio Busquets. I think you're going to see a healthy dose of Luis Suarez. And I think Cleveland is going to see the guy that they want to go and see in Lionel Messi coming up at Cleveland Brown Stadium. So, going to be a very, very interesting fixture, to say the least. And, you know, Jake told us Columbus ain't no pushover, man. They're first on the table for a reason. They have quality. Now, they don't have Big Four kind of quality. They don't have the kind of quality that maybe will jump out on you, jump out off the starting 11 sheet like Inter Miami and four of the greatest Barcelona players of all time. But they're a threat. They're a threat. And you've seen Inter Miami toil around with Chicago FC. You've seen Inter Miami toil around a bit with Toronto. I think what is going to be crucial for this fixture and match week number 9 in the MLS for Inter Miami is finishing your dinner. Finish your dinner. Finish your chances. Took a lot of texts, a lot of social media about Luis Suarez not finishing his chances. A lot of people were not necessarily thrilled by the defensive performance. And it's hysterical because Inter Miami held Chicago to no goals. But I was taking X posts and texts. Why is the defense leaking away turnovers? Why is Ustari having to bail out this team game in and fixture in and fixture out? Can't be perfect all the time, guys. Can't be perfect all the time. And the one thing Inter Miami that you could probably grill them for are the turnovers that directly lead to chances. But Miami has the quality to turn it around quickly. Guys, look what happened against LAFC. Look what happened against LAFC. LAFC got the goal. They got what they wanted. It was a picture-perfect start for LAFC on the road. They got the road goal, which meant they were up 2-0 on the aggregate, but technically 3. Because Inter Miami did not score on the road. And the ridiculous rules of CONCACAF, the ancient rules of CONCACAF that I can't stand that Champions League used to do, is if an away team scores and the other team who was on the road didn't score. So in this sense, let me walk you through it. Inter Miami did not score an away goal. They lost their only game of the season. They lost in that round of 8 home matchup for LAFC. LAFC won in LA 1-0, meaning Inter Miami did not score on the road. Fast forward a week later, it's 1-0 on the aggregate. LAFC scores in Miami at Shea Stadium. They go up 2-0. But if it would have ended in a draw at 2-2, LAFC would have went through because they had the away goal. It's a way of kind of getting away from penalty kicks, getting away from PKs, and awarding the team that played better on the road. I can't stand it, personally. But to bring things full circle, LAFC scored first on the road and had the picture-perfect start. Inter Miami was still able to win the game. They scored 3 straight goals, won the game 3-1, beat LAFC on the aggregate 3-2. That's the kind of quality that Inter Miami has. That's the kind of team Inter Miami is. They're able to turn the tide, reverse switch, whatever you want to call it. They dip into the theme, magic, and mojo that is Lionel Messi, and they rip the hearts out of opposing teams. Put Inter Miami in a must-win situation right now, I wouldn't want to be the other team on the other side, on this side of the hemisphere. Folks, you hear that music, that means it's time for me to go. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. Big fixture coming up in Cleveland, Ohio, Saturday, April 19th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Our Inter Miami Herons are going to be doing battle against the Columbus Crew. Crew first place on the table, Inter Miami in third place. Inter Miami is a game behind. They have a game in hand. They've played 7 games. The rest of the MLS has played 8. They beat Columbus this Sunday. They'll have a claim at first place. Folks, everyone enjoy your Wednesday. We'll catch up with you next week. We'll break down that Columbus Crew game. And we'll have another stellar guest. Thanks again to Jake Zibin, the lead play-by-play man for Apple TV and the MLS this season. You can listen to him. Everyone have a great night. We'll see you later. Bye.